Thunder Bay, Thunder Bay's Naval Reserve Division, the HMCS Griffin, held the annual ceremony for the Battle of the Atlantic at the Anchorage in Marina Park on Sunday. The National Service commemorates one of World War II's longest, largest and most complex naval battles, which resulted in the loss of many Canadian ships and sailors. It is Canada-wide, so every major city across Canada will be holding a Battle of Atlantic parade for every naval base or naval reserve division like ours, said Shane Eichert, a petty officer second class and the OPI for this year's ceremony. Eichert explained that the ceremony is very important in remembrance of the sailors who lost their lives from Thunder Bay who were actually part of World War II, the Merchant Fleet and the Royal Canadian Navy. Mainly it's important to remember the Battle of Atlantic and all the contributions that Thunder Bay did put forth during World War II with the ships and the sailors and the shipbuilding. Thunder Bay is a big, big part of that. So, it's important to remember all the local sailors that took part, said Eichert. As part of the roughly 30-minute ceremony, some veterans were invited to participate. I know a lot of veterans, it's hard for them to get out nowadays, but we should have some veterans show up, which will be great, said Eichert. The short ceremony concluded with the marching of the Guard and the Sea Cadet Band, alongside the local naval, sea and air cadets. We'll halt in front of the pew over there and we're going to have a quick remembrance of all the ships that were sunk during World War II. And our reviewing officer, Lieutenant Commander, Roger Farn, will be giving a quick address, said Eichert.